DN Leo, Stained Glass Media, and Narrative Land Publishing present Virgo, Silver Blood Series, written by DN Leo, narrated by Catherine Edwards. Chapter 1. Antarctica breathed. He didn't. He loved the sight of blood pooling on the snow. The deep red enticed his appetite, while the contrast of the white snow added a kick. Life. Death. Heaven. Hell. He smiled and waited. His adrenaline was like a snake slithering through his system. Although his fangs had descended and the blood in his vein was surging up in waves, he wanted to keep it slow. As if a slow death would make the blood of his prey taste better. He stared at the dying pulse of the prey. What's the guy's name? He couldn't quite remember. Some scientist. He looked up at a stretch of ice, shining in the reflection of the light from a research station. He loved the magnificence of Antarctica. As he watched, the last pulse had stopped, bent down to enjoy the feast. Still warm blood, the most delicious kind. He kneeled on the ice and absorbed the chill. The warmth of blood and the chill of ice mixed together, sending him into ecstasy. As soon as he finished, he looked up at the stretch of shiny ice again. A shadow walked past him. A familiar scent engulfed him. A scent of death. His own true death. He stood up and turned around, looking at the vampire who had just arrived.
How many times have I said you are not to feed on humans around here? The other vampire asked. The exotically throaty voice purred through the icy air, the whisper of death.
But their blood is a lot tastier than humans elsewhere.
In 7 days I couldn't care less what you would want to do. But before that, I am not pleased to see my order disrespected.
He opened his mouth and was about to say something, but no word came out. His throat was ripped off. Blood spurted, pumping out in great streams. He slumped to the ice.
Why?
He whispered as he felt his life drain.
Why what?
Why you work for a human?
The other vampire crouched. He pays well.
It's not the money. Is this... It's...
That was all he could say before feeling his body spun in the air and smashed down onto the snow again. With so much blood lost, he was going to die away. He wasn't going down that easily. The other vampire pulled out a stake, brandished it, and thrust the stake at him. He grabbed the stake and broke it in two before it was able to pierce his chest. He used the broken end and slashed at the vampire who was executing him. He kept slashing even when the world started to fade around him. He wasn't sure he touched the other vampire. Maybe not. A silver dagger punched through his heart. He looked down and saw his body disintegrating into pieces of black blood and gore. This was the end of more than 100 years being undead.
This is all because I fed on a human?
No, it's because you fed where and when you shouldn't. It's because you disobeyed my order. There was only one creature who can disobey me, and you're not him.
The vampire pulled the dagger out and stabbed at him again. That was the last thing he saw in this very long, unnatural life. Chapter 2. Madeline gasped at the trail of blood she saw running down the mirror. She darted over to wipe the blood off, but it had vanished before her eyes. "Precognition sucks," she muttered. She barely had it, but once she did, it would be quite accurate. She rushed to the wing next door and saw her beautiful twins sleeping peacefully in their secured cabin. The security shield was on and intact. Even if this universe crumbled, this cabin would still be there, and her children would still be living inside it. Security was the most important issue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?